If somebody were to ask you, are you a wise person? What would you say? Would you consider yourself to be a wise person? And if you would, what would be the basis of your declaration, yes, I'm a very wise woman or a very wise man? Yes, my lifestyle is that I do walk wisely. I'm walking in wisdom. What would be the basis of your saying that? When is the last time you ever thought about the fact? Is my lifestyle, is this a wise way to live? Usually, people don't think about their health until what? Until they're sick. Usually, people don't concern about themselves, about their finances, until they are threatened. And so, what I want to simply say to you is this. It's a major issue with God, how you and I live. And He wants us to live wisely, as we said, for our benefit. Not only to bring Him glory, but also for our benefit. You never lose living wisely. You always lose when you choose to live unwisely. Now, let's think about and let's clarify what we mean here when we talk about it. Because, for example, in the book of Proverbs is full of wisdom. That's really what it's all about. All kinds of verses, all kinds of principles that lead to wisdom. How do you acquire wisdom? How does a person become wise in the first place? But let's look at this whole idea of what wisdom's all about. And I want you to turn, if you will, back to Proverbs chapter 9. And look, if you will, in that 10th verse of the 9th chapter of Proverbs. Because here's what you'll find. Here's what the Scripture says. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now, when the Bible talks about the fear of the Lord, we're talking about reverencing God. The word fear is used in a couple of ways in the Scripture, but we're talking about reverencing God. When a person says, I fear the Lord, means I reverence Him. And so what he says is that all wisdom, this capacity to discern, this capacity to know the truth, this capacity to know the truth from error, this capacity to know the truth from deception, this discerning gift that God gives, he says wisdom begins with reverence for or fear of Almighty God. Now, when you think about being wise and you think about what's involved from a human perspective, let me just say this, that wisdom is that capacity to be able to look at a circumstance and see it beyond what appears on the surface. Wisdom is being able to see things from God's viewpoint. Now listen to this. God is absolute perfect wisdom. There's not anything He does not know. He knows everything there is to be known about everything. He is absolutely and eternally and infinitely, unlimitedly wise. Therefore, if you and I are going to be wise persons, then we must be able and must be willing to look at things from God's perspective. We must look at them from His framework, the way He sees things. Oftentimes, we make decisions that are based on a very narrowed opinion and a narrowed viewpoint. Oftentimes, because we can't have all the facts, we make decisions and don't know all the circumstances that are involved. But walking wisely says that you and I have a relationship with Almighty God who is all wise. A relationship that is such, we're able to sense how does God see this? What framework does He see it from? He sees the big picture. He sees things in relationship to. And so many people today are living just for today. They're not concerned about tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, 10 years, 20 years from now. The only thing that matters is, does it satisfy me today, gratify me today? Does this meet my needs and my wants and my desires now? The issue is, I must look at every decision from the perspective that God does. That is, how does it fit into God's plan? How does it fit into God's will? How does it fit into God's purpose? How does it fit into God's benefits and blessings that He's stored up for us? And so, when we think in terms of godly wisdom, and we'll distinguish between godly wisdom and ungodly wisdom in a moment, we think in terms of godly wisdom, we're able to see things from a different perspective. It's like looking at an earthly circumstance, a human circumstance, and on the basis of heavenly understanding, we make decisions not on the basis of how things look and appear on their surface. I do believe that a person who has godly wisdom is able to see beyond what the physical eye sees, able to hear beyond what the physical ear is able to hear, willing to sense willing to perceive, has a perception, an intuition, as we call it. And what that comes from is the person of the Holy Spirit who lives on the inside of us. And when you and I trust that Jesus Christ is our personal Savior, He sent the Holy Spirit in order, as we've said before, to enable us to become the persons God wants us to be, do the things God wants us to do. And therefore, if I'm going to live wisely, I must understand and be able to see things from God's perspective. Who gives us that perspective but the Holy Spirit? And so, as you and I attempt to live our lives wisely, we rely upon Him to give us direction. How many times have you said, you know, I started to do thus and so, but then I had this little feeling down inside. Well, that feeling as a believer was the Holy Spirit cautioning you. And notice what He says. He said, be careful how you walk. Be sensitive. He says, be on the alert. Be on guard. Watch out. Because we live in an evil world, and there is evil and temptation and difficulty all around us. And so when you think about it, you get up in the morning and you go to work, you walk into a situation, a circumstance in your business, in your office or factory, whatever it might be, and you walk among people who are unwise. You walk among people who do not practice spiritual principles. You walk among people who have abandoned God for all practical purposes in their life. They want to do their thing. They want it now. They want you to join in with them. And so you have the influence and you have the pressure of doing things, saying things, listening to things, going places that you know deep in your heart absolutely is not of God. When I think about all these young people going to schools and colleges and all the awesome peer pressure of the evil and the disobedience and the rebellion that they have to face every single day, besides oftentimes listening to professors who are doing their best to undermine their faith, he says, be on guard that you and I walk wisely. And so therefore, Paul's admonition certainly was an admonition fitted for his day because he lived in a day that was full of moral corruption, whether it was Ephesus or Corinth or whatever city it might be. No different than it is today. We just have more technological means of expressing our moral corruption than they did in those days, but it's still the same. So when he says, be careful how you walk now, he says, walk wisely, not as unwise men, but as wise men. So what he's talking about, simply this.